From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Anthropologists believe early humans evolved in Africa, then moved out from there in successive migrations. But what got them up and going is a matter of conjecture. One explanation is that changing climate dictated when and where our ancestors went. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on new research that supports that idea.
Anthropologist Anders Ericsson of Cambridge University in England says the first hardy humans who left Africa might have gone earlier, but couldn't. Northeastern Africa, the only route to Asia and beyond, was literally a no man's land.
People couldn't really live because the climate was too arid and too hot, so humans were bottled up.
Eventually, they did get out of the bottle. We know from the trail of fossil bones and stone tools they left behind. And recently, scientists have learned to read genetic mutations in current populations to track where our ancestors went for the past 70,000 years or so. To this, the Cambridge scientists have now added something new: climate change. Climate change leaves a trail in sediments, buried pollen, coral, even dust. The scientists compared that record with the record of human migration gleaned from genetics and fossils. Writing in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the Cambridge team says changes in climate coincided with some of the big migrations through Asia, then north to Europe, and eventually all the way to Australia and North America. One thing climate controlled was food. Here's Andrea Manica from the Cambridge team.
The main thing that really drives a lot of the migrations is actually temperature and precipitation to provide food. How much green matter did you have available in each location?
Manica says populations sometimes stayed put because there were barriers, like high sea levels or glaciers, that kept them from migrating.
And so you had a build-up of a pretty good stable population until eventually that barrier got removed.
The seas dropped or the glaciers melted. Manica says that happened in South Asia, which was a sort of population hub for thousands of years as dropping sea levels opened up new migration routes. Same with Siberia thousands of years later. Anthropologists who've reviewed this new analysis say it will give them a much better roadmap of how humans populated the planet than just following the fossilized bones. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.